And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation, covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. It's Monday. Normally we don't like Mondays, but it's game week. He's finally there. We made it. Well, we haven't made it yet. Well, we sort of made it.
I was going to say, we haven't made it, really.
Well, we've sort of made it. There was a college football game this weekend. Did you get to, I don't know if you did, because you're not normally, you don't normally watch weird things, but the Montana, North Dakota State, wild game. Came down. Montana won it on the final play. They look like a little ISO run out of like the kind of diamond formation. Montana's got that coach that everybody liked when he was at the School of Mines, Bob Stitt. Mm-hmm. He's now coaching up there, making all kinds of moves, and they toppled the number one team, North Dakota State, the reigning FCS champions. Took them down on Saturday. Wild crowd. Was a pretty impressive scene there.
Did North Dakota State fire their coach yet?
They haven't just yet.
Okay.
But we'll see how the rest of the day goes. It's early in the day. Hit us up 229-1939, or you can give us a call 693-1150. We're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of great stuff, and all the information about tickets is there at mscopus.org. A lot we're going to get to today, or that we're going to try to get to today, I should say. Later on, Stephen McGee is going to join us, and we think he's going to join us every Monday during football season. Okay. He's gonna. There's a couple days that he's is at places they don't have good cell service. He'll join us later in the week. We've been talking back and forth about it. We're gonna specifically. We'll get his thoughts on everything, but specifically get his thoughts on how the quarterbacks are doing. What did he see? What did they see? Did he see the same things that they saw? That sort of stuff. Of course, McGee played in the NFL for a while, was a good college quarterback, has seen it all that you can see on the football field, basically. We'll get his thoughts on all that. So today, obviously, they haven't played a game yet. We're going to get his thoughts on what that first week is like. You're trying to go to class. You're trying to figure out your schedule, all that kind of stuff. But you've got a game on Saturday. So we'll kind of get his thoughts on that later on in the show. Talk a little NFL later on today. A big moment today for the Washington Redskins. They have finally, it sounds like, bit the bullet on RG3, named Kirk Cousins the starter. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on also. And, of course, we'll have the Today in Aggie History, more stuff like that. But first, got to give a shout-out to the guys in the office. The SEC Magazine came out yesterday. Lots of great stuff. If you didn't get a paper yesterday, you need to go get the paper. Go get yesterday's paper. I'm sure you can still get it at
Walmart, HEB,
all of the places that have our paper, which is all over the place. The SEC Magazine is in there, has all kinds of good stories, great photos by Sam of the defensive lineman, did a great job there with Miles Garrett, a great story by Larry that he did the interview there, and lots of good work. So be sure to check that out. Great stories. There's some fun stuff. There's some previews of the other teams. A little bit of everything. And also, should mention this week at MyAggieNation.com, we've got our football player quiz up. I mean, it's not just this week, I don't think, but it's up this week. So you can go check it out. Go to MyAggieNation.com. You can take the quiz and see which Aggie football player are you. So there you go. Take it. Text us. Tell us what you got. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Maybe we'll talk about it later in the week. Cease, maybe we'll get you to take the quiz live on the air at some point this week and see.
Kelly Brown made me take it already. So
but you can do it. You can redo it. It's the second time. You can go through it
in
again.
In my lifetime, I take quizzes once. And if I pass them, I'm not going to take quizzes the second time.
Well, who'd you get then? Because I got it. The first time I did it, I got...
It was green.
Oh yeah? Okay. Okay. Did you agree? Do you feel like that was your Aggie football spirit animal?
The way Kelly agreed to explained it to me, see, she asked me the question, so I don't know. So,
oh, that doesn't count.
So I didn't agree. I didn't agree. But
yeah,
that,
I don't count.
But
the
I don't.
Valid.
You know, I don't agree with anything. So
that's
the way it goes. I don't agree with you.
Yeah. So yeah, your quiz is invalid. So we'll have to redo it. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow on the show. We'll retake it and let y'all tell.
I like
us.
The guy said on the weekend. I was watching a show and they go, "Where do you take a multiple choice test after you leave school?" Which is a good point.
Yeah, well,
when you go up to the light, they don't say, "Okay, should you stop? Should you go?" Well, sort of. Well, no, there's a color light to tell you what to do.
No, but if you fail it, then someone pulls you over.
Well, you hope they pull you over.
Well, they don't. For a while, we had to have cameras around here telling people when they did the wrong thing. So
it's the law.
You might know the answer, but if you don't actually put that one, if you don't use that answer.
I always like the way we digress. We started out with Stephen McGee, and now we're talking about traffic lights?
Yeah, well, you know, red lights, green
lights.
We'll
ask him if he ever got a ticket.
Yeah, I'm sure he has it at least some point. But hit us up, 229-193. Now, what do y'all want to talk about today? What are y'all psyched up about? Where's your mind at? I should tell everybody, because I was on the 8-4 wagon all summer, but we had to put in our official predictions today for
it'll
the preseason
be in the
tab.
It'll be in Wednesday. That'll be in Pepper Wednesday.
Yeah, preseason section. And yeah. I went ahead, because I've said all summer I was on the 9 side of 8. So I decided to go ahead and pull the trigger. I went with 9-3. It's my final record prediction for the Ags.
There you go. You cost us 10 subscribers on Wednesday, so now they won't have to buy the paper. Come on, Aubrey. You can't do that.
Well, yeah, spoiler alert, but you can read why.
Don't forget it. That's what you sent in. We could always change it.
That is true. Y'all could change
the
it
editors
for whatever,
can change it to
for whatever
4-8.
Y'all want on there.
4-8 in parentheses, shades of 2008.
Yeah, so now I've established that I didn't say that. So if y'all put
but
that in the paper,
is,
people
it
know
is
I didn't
amazing
do that.
You should mention it, because a guy walks up to me today. I won't say his name in where I was eating. I says, "Hey, what record do you have?" This is one question a lot of people ask this week. Two questions. As he said, "Are we going to beat Arizona State?" He walks up to me and he said, "What's A&M's record going to be?" That's kind of what two questions you'll get a lot of today. And this week, and I'm sure you're the same way.
Yeah, today is also nationwide what was in the game notes day for every school that has the Monday press conference.
Oh.
Texas has named a starting quarterback for Saturday. It is Tyrone Swoops, as everybody expected.
Not everybody's naming their starting quarterback, though.
Urban Meyer is not naming a starting quarterback. Also, Texas, you know, people, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I think it was with Kroom, so you weren't on here. I think Texas is going to be a little bit better than people think. I'm not saying they're winning 9 or 10 games, but I think they're going to be a little bit better than some
schedule,
people think.
Well, that's though.
But they're starting, as today it's official, they're starting true freshmen at left tackle and right guard. That's not a good recipe for.
Maybe we should do an office pull of Texas's record. We're doing A&M,
yeah.
So maybe we need to do Texas
yeah,
too.
I think they might win 6 games if they're lucky.
I just know they have a tough schedule. I'm looking at Texas that close.
Their schedule is only tough because they're not very good.
Anytime you're not very good,
yeah,
your schedule's
right.
tough.
If A&M had their schedule, if A&M had Texas's schedule, you'd go, that's not so bad.
That would be an interesting question.
You lose all those SEC West opponents.
And you get to add Kansas, and you get to add Iowa State.
There's still some tough
Texas
teams
Tech.
On there. Yeah, I think A&M would be
Baylor.
A&M would be underdogs probably to Baylor, TCU, and Notre Dame. But that's probably it, I would think. I think A&M would be favored over Cal for sure. And then, depending on where the game was against Oklahoma, I think they'd probably favor in that game also. Especially if it was at home. If that's at OU, then maybe OU by a couple points. But with the schedule they have, A&M's
Oklahoma State's not that good. Kansas State's way down this year.
So it would be an easier schedule.
So, nine games, so they win six for sure.
Yeah, so I think they can maybe get
and
to
then
six or
go,
seven.
They the worst they go in well, you only play three non-conference games.
Yeah, in the Big 12. So they can get bowl eligible again, but we'll see. What are we up to this weekend? Did you watch anything?
Our football section is due Wednesday, so guess what?
So you did nothing.
If it's not on my computer, here, the computer at the office. I went and watched the College Station Cougars for a half. It came in the office and went back to work.
That's all you needed of that game.
And took calls Friday night. So I walked out of here. People don't care. Yeah, but it's. My computer. I've seen my computer this weekend.
If you saw a half of College Station, that was all you needed.
If you saw, I could have left after a quarter.
That game was bad.
It was like you talk about opening seasons, and I guess we don't want to talk a little bit our Quade High School too, is Consolidate opened with Corpus Cove, a good opponent.
Yeah.
College Station opened with Rosenberg Terry, which killed them last year, a good team. Terry couldn't line up. I mean, they couldn't hand the ball off. The first three series, they had trouble handling. And you think you know a team, and boy, you go out, you start having kicking problems. The first punt, they kicked their own guy, like. I mean, they couldn't even get a punt off, couldn't do a hand. And you ask yourself, what were they doing in fall camp? And there's going to be college teams like that that go out and just lay an egg. And what do coaches say about kicking game? And you look at A&M, they should be pretty strong in kicking game. Now, we don't know about the extra points, but if you're strong on the kicking game on special teams, the coverage, what have you, and you got a good punter, which A&M does, that can offset some mistakes you might make in the opener.
There were some, we'll talk about it in the high school report. There was some special teams issues in our game Friday night.
Oh, and by the way, when I left halftime of my game, I was watching.
Our game was probably already over.
You were in the third quarter, and I want to say you and Dave did a great job. I know it's not high school, but you guys made me laugh.
Thanks.
And you were informative too.
It was my first time to call a high school game. Someone did text, "Great job Friday night." So thanks to that person.
That was Ross
too.
Rogers.
Yeah, it was probably the coach. Yeah, no, but it was fun. I had a fun time out there Friday at the Bryan game. This week, we'll be here in town, so we'll be extra psyched up on Friday.
And they come out and get your autograph.
Yeah, people can line up at Merrill Green Stadium on Friday. We'll do a kissing booth or something. I don't know, to raise money. We won't raise any money, but
if you and Dave Campbell kiss, I would pay for that.
There you go. Anyway, so we had that going on over the weekend. I watched only sports thing I really watched. I watched that FCS game I talked about, which was pretty wild, and then the Astros. This weekend had some ups and downs, but they're on the road.
I don't even know what they did this week.
They lost the series to the Twins.
Oh, they lost.
But they won the Saturday game. But how about the Dodgers all of a sudden getting no hit twice in 10 days? Did you see that?
They still lead their division now.
How crazy is that? First team, there was a couple of weird things about that. They're the first team since 1923 to get no hit within 10 days. Or no hit twice within 10 days. It was also interesting that it was both Fiers and I can't think of the guy's name for last night for the Cubs. But
Arnooney or something like that.
Arrieta, maybe, something like that.
From Baltimore.
But neither one of them are like, you know, aces, really. I mean,
well,
certainly Mike
now,
Fiers.
Now Arnetti has kicked in this year.
Yeah, he's getting better.
He's as our Cub resident told us, he's 6-0 in August with like a 0.37 ERA.
Oh,
which,
that's a good month.
Which is not bad at all. But how would you like to be the Dodgers hitting coach?
that guy's got to be fired, right?
They're working on bunting today on the day off.
But they're still – I was hoping last night, you know, this would start one of those like – unwritten rules.
Uh-oh.
And then the guys would start throwing at each other and there'd be a brawl at the end. I wanted to see one of the Dodgers bunt into the shift for a hit just to break up the no-hitter.
Wasn't the score like 2-0? So
yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it to get on and bring the tying run to the plate?
I mean, if they're going to shift, bunt into the shift and get on.
I would.
Yeah, just, and it, you know, it's one of those things everyone might go nuclear.
Pete Rose would have.
Oh, yeah, Pete Rose would have bunted the shift, there's no question.
And he'd have bet on it. I bet I bunt into that.
But Fiers and the guy last night faced someone, you know, the guys on ESPN made it sound like this was weird, faced the same three hitters that Fiers faced to end the no-hitter.
Oh, that's interesting.
But in my mind, I was like, that's not that surprising, given that it's a no-hitter.
You're going to walk anywhere from one to four batters.
But I would expect them to be somewhere near each other in the order.
But all three, that's...
But here's the weird thing. It was all three, but in reverse order.
See,
that's the weird thing.
I think that's pretty tough.
The same three hitters, but in a reverse order from the way that Mike Fiers did it the week before. But anyway, baseball heating up. The Rangers are right on the Astros.
Rangers in the playoffs, man.
Yeah,
they played the playoffs today. The Rangers. Astros are in.
It'd be a Rangers-Yankees wild card game. Right today,
yeah,
because the Blue Jays are leading the East.
It'd be in New York though.
What a weird year for baseball.
I was up on baseball until Friday, and I'll get back in baseball once we get this section out.
Well, everyone knows because of the game on Saturday. Well, and of course I'll be at the Bryan game Friday, so I can't go down to Houston and do all the stuff the night before with people down there. And then Saturday, of course, I'm working, so I'm not gonna like go out and go crazy tailgating. But I want to have a little bit of fun in Houston, so I'm staying over Saturday night and going to Sunday's Astros game, which is gonna be as it just so happened to be
Star
Wars night. How about that?
So you're going to get dressed as?
I haven't decided yet, but apparently I get an Orbit One Kenobi bobblehead doll with our tickets. And
I don't know Star Wars, so I know who that is.
Well, it's the Astros mascot, but as Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's calling it Orbit One Kenobi.
Oh, I got you.
And but it was good timing because me and my my girlfriend and I, in preparation of the new Star Wars coming out this December, we've been trying to get her through the original movies, and we just finished Return of the Jedi last night. So perfect timing all around. We're going to go to the game Sunday.
Is this the first
it's Lance McCullers against the Twins.
Is this the first football season for you to have a girlfriend?
No, we started dating last season.
Okay, just make sure she's used to it. Okay.
Yeah, she's
Football's different.
She's prepared.
Okay.
So, anyway, we got all that going on.
She puts up with you. She can put up with
right,
football
that's
season.
The thing. Well, I would think it'd be worse dating me in the off season because I'm around all the time. I got nothing going on. So.
Good point.
Yeah, during football season, she gets a break a little bit. All right, hit us up, 229-1939. What do y'all want to talk about? We're going to go to break. When we come back, ESPN did their Surprises of College Football 2015. It's just basically all of their different writers had some, you know, crazy prediction. We'll see if we like any of their crazy predictions when we come back. Keep hitting us up. Again, 229-1939. We'll be back. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
Your home for Houston Astros baseball. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Welcome back. not your destination. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. A couple texts during the break. Someone said, Aubrey, make sure to take extra duct tape with you to the Astros game. Wouldn't want your quote-unquote girlfriend to spring a leak. Of course, referring to my fictitious girlfriend has been the ongoing text theme. But no, she's...
Is she gone too?
Yeah, both of them are gone? She's going. She's going.
Cool.
She was in the booth with us Friday, so now David's met her too. So several people can confirm that she's real. And it is the same person. It's not like a different... You know, like, oh, hey, this is who I've been talking. I'm not, like, hiring friends to come pose. It's the same person every time.
I was going to say, can we confirm that David's real?
And then Jack from Indianapolis said, your new girlfriend hadn't seen the original trilogy. Is she from another country? If not, are we sure she's the one? You know, it was a major mark against her. But now that she's seen it, she's excited for the new one. So,
cool.
So we're moving past that. So there we go. It was a mark, but now we've fixed it. So.
All right, great.
There
That's
you
good.
Go. All right, ESPN.com. Well, keep your text coming, 229-199,
sure.
Whatever I want to talk about. ESPN.com had their big surprises for 2015, and essentially they had Ryan McGee run around ESPN studios, it seems like, asking people if they had a crazy prediction for 2015. And his – and I think his is – kind of weak, but is that Vernon Adams Jr., the quarterback from Eastern Washington that's going to be playing for Oregon, is going to have a great season. That, I mean, come on.
He's the quarterback at Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, so there you go. But we'll see. I'll see if you like any of these.
Mine's Kyle Allen's going to throw for 2,000 yards.
One of the guys said Stanford will reach the college football playoff.
Wow, okay, that's
that would be a wild
That's a wild one. Not real wild, considering Stanford's been a pretty good program.
What are they in the teens, I think, starting out ranked, or close to the teens this year? So
I want to say,
Kevin Carter, who's another one of their writers, said he's predicting that a new Solomon will explode in his sophomore campaign. That is the and predicting that he but he predicts that not only is he going to have a big year, but Arizona's going to win the Pac-12 and go to the college football playoff. Arizona to the college football
playoff. Well, there's Arizona and Stanford. Now, what's funny is two predictions from the Pac-12 that when people talk about strength of league from top to bottom, the Pac-12 is getting a lot of love along with the SEC. So, once again, is that's not that far-fetched because that is a pretty good league. But yet, I still think of Oregon. You know, it's just I just want to pencil Oregon in. It's like penciling Alabama in. Everybody a lot of people pencil in the Oregons, the Alabamas.
See if they lose. Year, Oregon finally falls.
See if they lose. Yeah, I understand. I can see that.
If people get their thing. Bill Hancock, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, apparently had said this a while back. But his prediction is that the New Year's Eve college football playoff games will become a big tradition. People are going to like watching the college football playoff semifinals on New Year's Eve. I'm not buying that one.
I'm not either because I think you think of the bowl games, even some of those big bowl games, Sugar Bowl, I can remember on New Year's Eve. New Year's is just a time, even times when people get dressed up, a lot of them get to go out. It's going to take your team almost. And sometimes you make plans ahead of time. You don't know your team's going to be in that New Year's Eve. So, I don't see that. I don't see that.
The other thing for me on the New Year's Eve bowls is that it hurts the games out of the next day. Because how can you get yourself psyched up to watch the Sugar Bowl when, I mean, maybe it's Baylor and whoever. Let's say Baylor's the top-ranked team out of the Big 12 that's not in the playoff. And let's say it's Auburn from the SEC. Mm-hmm. Baylor-Auburn, it would get you psyched up. But if you've already watched the semifinals, these games, like, who cares, I guess would be my thing. Once you already know who's going to the national title, who cares?
And I'll also speak from my age. 20 years ago, I could stay up all night and do this and watch a game and get up and, man, I want to watch that Cotton Bowl at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Well, as you get older, hey, if I stay up and watch this ball game, I'm going to miss those early ball games. Forget yeah. it. So suddenly you've got to look at the TV ratings.
Because we'll find
out. Because the baby boomers, I am a baby, still a baby boomer, we love to watch our games, but you can't watch games 24/7.
Yeah, and I guess we'll find out if it works or not. Yeah. Tom Luganbill of ESPNU covers recruiting, especially down here in the state of Texas.
Sure does.
His prediction, Oklahoma will win the Big 12. They're the best team in the country when expectations are low.
Now, there's what's funny is when you mention that, because I thought he might predict this is the year Oklahoma really goes down. You know, I had no idea what you were going to say that he said. See, it wouldn't surprise me if someone goes, oh, this is the year Oklahoma goes 7-5. This is the year that they go back to where they were when Bob Stoops got there. And see, he's going to say, I'm totally wrong. I'm not making that prediction.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma, and actually what's funny is I was the Oklahoman asked me to make, once again, it gets back to your AP voting.
Yeah.
They sent me a deal. Why did I have Oklahoma and Oklahoma State ranked where I did? I mean, once again, you're out there. And I pointed out, even though Oklahoma come back and beat Alabama the following year, and Alabama was playing in a Sugar Bowl, didn't matter, I felt Oklahoma's been diving since they lost to A&M. I felt that was a game that they've lost a little bit of their mojo. Now, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm on the Oklahoma wagon this year.
Okay.
I'm not that far on the Oklahoma wagon.
Saying,
I think they win 9 or 10 games, but they're not winning the Big 12.
But see, it goes back to what you said. The Big 12 is so weak. If you get on a roll and you get a big upset, in other words, if Oklahoma can beat, I don't know who they play. Let's say they play Baylor or TCU first. You beat that team, man.
Yeah.
You are back.
Well, that's
your top five.
You know, that's the thing. If you get lucky and beat Baylor or TCU, you're right there in it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because to me, Oklahoma, and we'll see what Oklahoma State can do, but I think Oklahoma is the only other team that even has a chance of winning the Big 12. I think they're clearly better than everybody behind them, but not as good as Baylor and TCU. So, but again, it wouldn't be that crazy for them to win the Big 12.
No.
It just take the right series of events.
It's what you're saying is because then Bob Stoops go, well, you see, people said we were down and we're back. You know, we never were away. You know, and da da da. And you go, well, Kansas State, from what I read, is really down this year. So suddenly going to Manhattan, if you have to go, that's not a possible loss.
If OU beats Tennessee in Neyland Stadium in the second week of the season, look out.
That is a big game. Yeah. You've talked about that before, and I've read more now. Not this week, but you look at about a game that Tennessee has circled, a game that Tennessee wants to prove that they are back. And, of course, you and I and a lot of people are saying, well, is OU really that good? You know, if Tennessee does win that game, then we can, they're not really that good.
Well, see, my whole thing, and I'm a little bit the other way, because I'm not a Tennessee believer.
Oh, I know.
I think they're gloriously overrated. So,
They are.
We will find out. This was the one that surprised me the most. Chris Lowe, who is an SEC blogger for ESPN in this column, his wild prediction of the year was the SEC will beat up on each other and get left out of the playoff. Wow.
Okay. I actually do not think that's that far-fetched because, once again, we're working on our own stuff too as well. When you look at the West, you can make a case that everyone in the West will lose two games. I mean, you could make a case for that. When you look at the schedules, you dot the X's and O's. Now, of course, then the flip side of it is when I look, well, could Georgia possibly run the table in the East? Then you play a two-loss team. But then, once again, Georgia could be unbeaten and lose to a two-loss West team. So I don't think that's that far-fetched at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I think it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen. But
I don't think that's that far-fetched. I wouldn't bet on it. I won't say it's going to happen either, but not that far-fetched.
How about this one? Mark Schlapp, and I can't even pronounce his name, Schlaback.
Oh, yeah. I read a lot of his stuff.
His quote, Nick Chubb will break Herschel Walker's SEC single-season record by eclipsing the 2,000-yard mark.
I could see that the way, what's his name, Bobo calls plays at Georgia. I could see how conservative Rick is. Also, the teams you're playing, Kentucky, South Carolina, they've got some very weak defenses in their non-conference. I could see that happening.
Kirk Herbstreit had the craziest one. LSU will win the West and go to the playoff.
Okay, now here's now that's a good point, because you know what? Wherever we're going one day, this weekend, my wife points that out. My wife goes, did you see what Herbstreit predicted? I go, what?
Well,
she said that. I go, he must have been at Les Miles' house recently.
Well, Herbstreit's whole Final Four, except Ohio State, it's like insane. It's like Arizona State, Oklahoma, LSU, and Ohio State. I mean, the two of those would be all completely off the radar. Oklahoma's ranked in the 20s.
Okay.
Arizona State, LSU in the teens.
But guess what?
If all of those happen.
Kirk Herbstreit has people talking about his pick.
Hey, well, and
my wife threw that out.
Hey, Kirk Herbstreit knows college football, so maybe he knows something something we don't.
I always go, let's go back to who he had last year, see how that worked out.
Big Ten insider Travis Haney, Ohio State misses the playoff.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Ooh, now see, they're just... Man, they're so loaded. Quarterback, they got Ezekiel. I mean, see, I don't buy that.
Yeah. Oh, they're just,
and it's the Big Ten.
Well,
or it's a small ten.
That's kind of, they're almost so good that you don't even think of them losing as a possibility. But they could very easily lose to Virginia Tech on Monday, and then be behind the eight ball before
you
the
think
season
they could
even
lose
starts.
To Virginia Tech? I don't.
Down five guys. Down, yeah. Joey Bosa, three receivers.
Virginia Tech has lately is so underachieved.
Yeah, they're
for
not
me.
Good. They're not like a good team, but
and they have shown nothing through recruiting or whatever to make me think that. I just think they're living in Michael Vick past, you know.
Yeah, maybe they are. We got to get a break in. Let's go back. We'll go to break. We'll come back. Maybe we'll make some crazy predictions for the season. A couple of y'all have already texted y'all's thoughts on this. We'll read those when we come back. So come back with us and keep your texts coming. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies,
The orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
Love A&M recruiting? Then you're going to love the Bellucci Hour Lunch with Billy and Bryce each Monday and Thursday at noon here on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
I can make it rain. Welcome back. When I want to. Oh, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Sesta. Kind of free rolling on a Monday. Taking y'all's text 229-1939.
Free Willie.
Someone said, I go with the SEC being left out after they beat each other up. They like that one.
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for that. I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
And. Well, it's got to happen eventually. That's the thing, too. Eventually, it does have to happen. And it hasn't yet.
I went back, like I said, from my story. You went back and look at the last, 10, 15 years. It's hard-pressed to find a time when all seven or six teams, gone back before A&M and Missouri joined the conference, where all six teams would be ranked in the top 26, 27 going into the season. And there's just so much balance in the West. And to think that you're going to play four games at home. Now, not all against the West, but just, you're going to play at least two or three of those. Everybody in the West could win two league games against the other West teams. It's not that far-fetched at all.
Yeah. The West needs two teams to tank.
They need two teams. They really do. They need two teams to tank. Because if they don't.
And Mississippi State very well might. And then I don't know who the other one could be. It could be LSU to me, but we'll find out. Someone said, if Kirk's predictions come true, that will only prove he knows nothing about football. It would be like my wife predicting right because she picked teams that wore her favorite colors.
That's worked at times. So.
That does sometimes work. I mean, the thing about Herb Street, any media person that big usually has – at least some reason why it's not just a hot take.
Sure.
And, Herb Street's not really a hot take kind of guy. I'm sure he's been talking to coaches and players when they visit there and stuff like that. It's just the feeling he gets around those programs. He's one of my favorite guys that covers college football. I think he's level-headed. He doesn't, get too crazy on one and the other one or one end of the spectrum or the other. So I actually like everything he says. That'd just be a wild college football playoff.
He's not Mark May or Lou Holtz. Let's put it that way.
Of course, if this time last year you just said Ohio State, well, I guess a lot of people thought Ohio State because of the Big Ten, but the fact that Baylor and TCU were so close, I don't know if I'd have predicted that a year ago. Someone else texted when Feinbaum says A&M can win the SEC West, pay attention. And then someone said it's hard to leave out the SEC when no one hardly loses to out-of-conference opponents. That's a big key, too, is teams like A&M that have these marquee games need to win them so that you might get the benefit of the doubt over a team with equal or even one less loss.
Without a doubt, because you start looking at the whole strength of the league, even the teams that A&M does not play. You talk about Tennessee and Oklahoma being a perfect example. If Tennessee loses to Oklahoma, then turns around, Tennessee wins its crossover game against somebody in the West, that just is going to make you a little weaker. And believe it or not, when you start looking at that, it could play a factor if you start having multiple teams lose those non-conference games. A&M's a perfect example. I mean, they lose that Arizona State game, you're going to hurt the West.
Well, and part of the problem is there aren't that many marquee crossover games these days. So, A&M's is huge because it's the only one, I think, with the Pac-12, if I'm not mistaken, between the Pac-12 and the SEC. There may be another game in there I'm missing, but I don't think so. It's just the same as Alabama's got to beat Wisconsin. That's another big one that's got to happen there in the first week. So, those things definitely come into play because we've said it before on the show, the committee is not ever, in my mind, going to put a one-loss team over an undefeated team. But I do think if they could put a two-loss team over a one-loss team.
Well, SEC's got history there when LSU run national title with two losses. So
right.
they've proven that they can do that. But what's what you're saying? If you've got the 13-0, 12-0, 14-0, it's
yeah, forget,
you know,
about it.
Forget it. If you've got a one-loss team, it's just not going to happen because they're a league champion, and you're not going to get that benefit of a doubt.
And someone said every game the SEC West teams play against each other will be a playoff game. And a little that's every conference game is pretty much. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's why his prediction is not that far-fetched, because you start looking even in the Pac-12, their bottom two or three teams, whoever you want to put down there, to me the West is tougher, particularly when you got to go to those places. And yeah. I just think the West is a lot tougher, so that could happen.
Do you have, I don't want to say a crazy prediction, but do you have something that you think, you know, that you kind of see and you think, man, no one's talking about this, but this is a thing I could see happening this season? Do you have anything like that?
No, I would just say, I think someone in the West is going down, though, that we don't think. And a lot of people like to put Mississippi State out there. See, I'm not going to do that with Dak Prescott. I mean, it could happen and no one be shocked. I think somebody like an Ole Miss, an Auburn, or an LSU might go 3-5 or 2-6. I just think somebody has got to tank. You know, the odds say because of injuries, what have you, ball doesn't bounce your way. So you get on a roll, you get on a slide. Last year, A&M was on a slide. Let's be honest. If A&M doesn't beat West Virginia to end the season, then you're sitting here right now at, you know, instead of 8-5, you're 7-6. You know, things don't look as rosy. And, you know, I just think someone's going to nosedive. And you don't want to keep saying, well, a lot of people are saying it could be LSU. Why is everybody in love with Auburn? I understand Will
yeah,
Muschamp can do
yeah.
the transfers coming in, but it wasn't that long ago that they were 0-8, and I realized they fired Chizik. They brought him in, but I just think the odds of having everybody from 3-5 to 6-2, whatever, in the conference play in your division is kind of tough to do, and everybody likes, oh, Mississippi State's going to go 1-7 or, you know, 2-6. Man, when you got that good a quarterback, might not happen, but I think somebody else is going to nosedive that's not expected.
You know, my thing I keep coming back to, and every time I start to do it, I think the other way, but one of my, and I don't want to say it's a crazy take, I'm not in love with Alabama this year, which I know sounds crazy, but like, I don't know, they just don't do it for me. I look at that team, we don't know who's playing quarterback. Yeah, they have good running backs, but they lose Amari Cooper, who was such a huge part of that offense last year. I think they're gonna be good. I'm not saying that they're gonna tank and go like 6-6, but I'm not necessarily sure the West comes down to Alabama and somebody else. I think it could very easily come down to, say, Auburn and A&M, or, you know, Auburn and Ole Miss. I think it could come down to two teams, and Alabama might not be one of them this year.
I have to laugh, because it's not that I don't disagree with you, but once again, as I think when you look at Alabama, which I put in my story, they finished first or second six
yeah.
of the last 7 years. They've had,
like in perpetuity.
They had one,
yeah.
one hiccup. And I remember last year after I watched West Virginia, and I go, West Virginia should have beat Alabama. I mean, you know, it's like they could have easily beaten A&M, should have. So
but
I remember
have.
Writing a column and saying, you know, eventually the Alabama, you know, it's got to end. They can't keep doing it. Oh, the emails I got from the Alabama fans, because you know what happens is these fan-based websites. So I got all these letters that, you know, I was hoping they didn't know where I live, emails. So then I had a laugh, because then when Alabama won the SEC, I had about three or four more emails. These people never forget. And they said, well, Mr. Cessna, how do you feel about our demise now, or this could be the year? And one of them would say, not this year. But I'm just saying, that's the fan base
yeah.
they have. So that's a little bit why they have that edge. I mean, think about when Johnny Manziel went in there and beat him. I can still remember sitting there writing my story. They've got Nick Saban's press conference on live, and you think everybody in the state died. I mean, you
yeah.
know, it's like, so until they do die, I'm not picking them to lose.
Well, that's just, and that's, no, that
or,
might be
not
my,
to lose, not to drop
yeah,
down.
And that might be my wild take. I think
why don't you write that? You'll get some emails.
Yeah, I won't put that one in the paper, because I'm sure they have a Google alert set up.
Oh, they probably do.
But there you go. Someone can put that on Twitter, and they'll find it, I'm sure.
Aubrey Bloom. It's aubrey.bloom at theeagle.com.
We got to get a break. Someone texted an undefeated team with losses question. We'll get to it, and then we'll also get to someone had an A&M Chavis thing. We'll get to that after the break, so stay with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
I'm a real life kicker, got away with the ladies. They know I'm always looking for fun. Got the boots, got the hat, got the dip ring in the back. But the thing that always gets them is my black hairy tongue. Well, the doc said my dipping caused this medical condition that makes my tongue look like a shrub. My friends, they're all laughing, and my girlfriend's packing because they can't stand the sight of my black hairy tongue. You know, my buddies and me, we used to think that dipping was fun. And it all started out just a pinch between my cheek and my gum. But when I open my yap, looks like a furry jockstrap. Got some flaws I could sure use some. Who's next on the list to get a big wet kiss from the good-looking man with the black hairy tongue?
Nasty medical side effects like tongue fungus. Another reason dipping does you dirty. Learn more at spitituttexas.org.
The Zone headquarters in Houston for the Aggies and the Sun Devils will be at the Holiday Inn NRG Medical Center. Starting at 3 o'clock, Dusty and I'll get you ready for the new season with the Coors Light pregame show. Then, after the game, starting 30 minutes after the game, the party known as the post-game call-in show, both live from the lobby of the Holiday Inn NRG. If you're looking for a place to stay the night before or after the game, the Holiday Inn NRG is attached to the parking lot of the stadium. They've also just underwent a $12 million renovation. They've got a full-service bar, full-service restaurant. And if you're looking for a place to park for the game, they have a $30 parking special, which includes two drinks that you can enjoy while listening to the pregame show or take them to go as you walk to the stadium for kickoff 2015 versus Arizona State. The Zone headquarters, and it can be yours too, is the Holiday Inn NRG Medical Center.
Hi, Gabe Bach here from TexAgs Radio. And if you're not currently a premium or varsity level subscriber to TexAgs.com, what are you waiting for? TexAgs.com is the inside source for all things Aggie sports, the leaders in breaking news coverage, in-depth analysis, recruiting scoop, and more. Whether it's exclusive long-form interviews with Aggie players and coaches or inside on the next big recruit on his way to Aggieland, nobody covers A&M like TexAgs. Jump on board now and don't miss out on the very best in A&M sports coverage. It's texags.com.
See the new Kyle Field commemorative edition line of products at the warehouse at CC Creations. From t-shirts, acrylics, keychains, decorations, and displays, the 20,000 square foot warehouse at CC Creations has all the Aggie gear you could imagine under one roof. That's why CC Creations has been voted the best place to buy Aggie merchandise 4 years in a row. But unlike traditions at A&M, the new Kyle Field commemorative items won't be around forever. See them today at the warehouse at CC Creations.
Talking football, college and pro, each Friday with Braden Gall of Athlon Sports. And only on the Louis Belina Show, powered by TeamOfNavasota.com.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight soul? What I do ain't make-believe.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Sussman wrapping up the first hour. Top of the next hour, Steve McGee is going to join us. We're going to talk about what it's like going into the season, the final week before the season begins. He's obviously went through it several times. We'll get his thoughts on that and just his thoughts on the team this year as well. A couple of y'all texted. I had said they're not going to take a team, undefeated team. They're not going to take a team with losses over an undefeated team. I meant to say that I meant in the Power 5. They will take a team with losses over.
Okay.
So, because someone texted.
Or conference champion.
Someone texted if Boise State is 13-0 and Alabama's 11-2, who you're going to take. The committee's going to take Alabama.
Yeah.
The only exception to that this year would be like if BYU went undefeated, because I think they have some like crazy schedule.
And then also
BYU's an independent, so they have some weird games in there.
If for some reason Alabama would, with those two losses, somehow wouldn't be in the top
Yeah.
If somebody else SEC would go and they lost to Kentucky or whatever, something stupid, you know.
Yeah.
There's always stupid things.
Yeah, but BYU plays Nebraska, Boise, UCLA, Michigan, Missouri, Fresno State, Utah State. So if BYU were to somehow get undefeated, then I think they would probably be a lock for the playoff because they had that, like I said, that schedule is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
but otherwise, I think any Power 5 school is going to get the edge in – usually, barring, like I said, some sort of weird thing.
If Fresno State, if they'd come back, they got a tough schedule.
And then someone else said, for A&M, it all comes down to if A&M can do a 180 on defense, defensive side of the ball. Is Chavis good as we think, or did LSU just recruit so much talent on that side of the ball? Again, this is getting into hot take territory a little bit. But I think that the defense doesn't – it's more about the offense to me this season. Because the defense, I think we all expect it to be – even if Mark Snyder was still here, the defense was going to be a whole lot better this year. Now, were they going to be in the top 40? Probably not. But they were going to be at least decent with the talent they have coming back. And if they can even stay healthy this year, would go a long way. So with Chavis, I think everyone expects the A&M defense to at least be good. And to me, that's why the offense is way more of an unknown. Can they be elite again is what it comes down to for me. I think the offense has bigger questions than the defense because, frankly, I just expect the defense to be all right. You know, not anything special, but at least, you know, all right.
I expect the defense to be better. How much, that's what I want to wait and see. And, you know, just to stick to the guy's question about Chavis. It's kind of interesting you go back and start looking at things, which I have the last few weeks. And you always ask yourself, why do people win? I mean, why do teams win at certain points? And sometimes I feel we throw out blanket answers. Oh, Chavis was there. Tennessee, they had great. LSU had great athletes. You know, they still have great athletes. That needs to be said. I found a fascinating 3-year stretch when I was looking at Chavis's history, where Tennessee was really good. They won double digit games 3 years in a row. In the defense, like ranked total in the 30s or 40s, not even what you would call Chavis standards. And then I go, oh man, their offense must have been really good. So I went and looked in those 3 years. No, their offense was quite pedestrian. The turnover margin, I couldn't find by just looking at stats why they won. They just had hired Cutliff, the Duke coach, as offensive coordinator. So, you know, sometimes stats don't tell the whole story, because I was trying to even work in the story and I couldn't, because without doing even more research, why did they win? Maybe everybody sucked in the SEC those years. I mean, you just don't know what happened, because when you look at Chavis's numbers elsewhere, and maybe the highest was 38 or 39, which is high for the way he has played defense over 19 years as a defense coordinator. Sometimes stats, you know, they don't lie, but sometimes we try to read too much into them. The bottom line is Chavis is a winner. There's no reason to question that he's not going to win. Now, how much is he going to win right away? I don't know, you know, because he's never worked with this kind of offense, too. You look all throughout LSU and Tennessee, his defense hasn't been on the field a lot. He's always been with a run-oriented team. So we'll see. There's some give and take. So they're going to be better. How much better? I don't know. I'm waiting to see. But, you know, I just think it's tough to say, oh, man, they're going to go from 109th to 52nd.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is. They're going to be better.
Yeah, and I think they'll be all right. That's kind of my – if they're any better than that, then that's just
bonus. Exactly.
All right, let's hit you with a little bit of today in Aggie history.